thing is, where to go? People are afraid of that.
Mm.
And before spiritual prayer, these things should be sorted out.
Yeah, they have
so his mind is peaceful. And peaceful mind can then chant or read or understand.
Mm.
But unless there is a peace for him. So that's why I force them to sing your verses.
Mm.
And they give some clue to what to do.
Mm.
So then their mind is a bit clean.
Mm.
Otherwise, unless they are helped this way, how can they come to the temple? Yeah. After coming out, so
they freak out.
What can they do?
Because it's just an escape. They try to run away and then they freak out.
Some basic guidance must be there.
Okay.
When Purnindu is there,
yeah,
so you people are at ease.
Yeah,
there he is at liberty, his experience.
Mm.
So whatever he does is good.
Yeah.
And sometimes good, sometimes bad, but on the whole it's good.
Yeah.
So we are at ease.
Yes.
Then you can spiritually be
on it. Otherwise we'd be lost.
Otherwise?
That's
true. Anand Vijay is not behaving all right. Even then he's going on.
Yeah. Because he has that shelter.
Yeah, shelter.
Because, you know,
as soon as he goes out, he'll be lunatic.
Yeah. Because that genuine within, affection is there too.
And within 2 days the business will be closed. He doesn't understand this.
Mm.
We should appreciate this. Very quick that name.
Yes, Christ. Yeah.
And we serve the leaders should be here. Not that you don't do this, don't do this, don't do that. What needs to be done?
Yeah.
don't do.
It's
don't
all
do.
Mechanics, you know. RT, like how, this many times in circles and this and it's all just superficial. Sometimes I wanted to say, and if you go through the whole Bhagavatam, how many chapters are dedicated to RT? No chapter.
Then just sit.
Yeah.
And learn only one word, even then it's enough. But that day, nobody is there to guide. Because they themselves don't want to guide.
Maharaj, that's a blessing we have with you, that you've seen the world,
yeah,
the different phases.
Everything.
So, because a lot of these people, they have never been in the world, so they don't know as much.
And my prerogative is that I've gone through it.
Yeah, you've seen the whole gamut.
Whole gamut.
From traditional Vedic life.
1920 to 2010. How long have you seen?
And there's so much change on that. So
I was not thinking that I'll survive.
Oh.
And even that, even now, if everything goes right, for maybe 4 or 5 years, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Even now, I'm not that bad.
Mm.
Mm. Is it really? It's only because of the Vedic life.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have gone like a long ago.
Mm.
But because I was always getting early in the morning, going to sleep early. In our town, there was a corporation, a municipality.
Mm.
So it had a siren. So every day, they play a big siren, so the whole village hears.
Oh.
At 9 p.m. So everything must be closed.
Really?
Then early in the morning, they will ring at 5 a.m.
Wow.
Everything must get up. So we were ordinary families. We never heard 9 p.m. siren. And we never missed 5 a.m. So we were getting to bed early. Getting up early. And nobody was sick in my house. Once in a year or so, some fever or something was there. Otherwise, there is no one. This is our experience. Just by getting up to bed early and waking up early.
And the older generations, they would live to 80s, 90s, like that.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
And very peaceful. Very peaceful.
I remember you saying once last summer that in your whole village you had some thousands of people and you only had one policeman.
And that's what his duty was, to bang the time. Because the policeman is meant for banging. Never he was anywhere seen. One policeman, one
policeman. Yeah,
what
can you
And nobody knew. He was in front of our temple.
Oh.
But we didn't know that is a police station.
Oh.
Yeah, there is nothing.
Oh.
That when we get up and bang, that's... So nobody even knew that he is a policeman. And even then the whole village was very, very peaceful. To see a policeman outside in the crowd, we are not habituated. And that policeman also, if he comes in the crowd, he was in a civil dress.
Not in his uniform.
Only banging he will put on, you know.
Official duty. In the evening prayers, they would read Ramayana and things.
To supplement our Bhagavatam knowledge, we may have some stories or something. To that extent, it is useful.
What I was asking is, in your village, you would read Ramayana.
No, Bhagavatam was the main thing. Vaishnavas.
Oh, I see.
And there were Ramayana mandalis.
Okay.
They were doing that.
But Bhagavatam was main.
But Ramayana, we didn't touch it.
Okay.
Mahabharata sometimes we read it.
But mostly Bhagavatam.
But Bhagavatam and this mandir celebration.
I see.
Okay. People didn't require to read it. Yeah. They were following.
Yeah.
Nobody argued. It was only my generation which was arguing. So, since then, the things deteriorated. Because we didn't believe without. We didn't. Because we were a Kali Yuga product. And we educated, so called.
So then
we were rebellious.
But even then, Maharaj, the culture was so nice.
My culture was so nice. In these 6 I didn't never heard till I came to London. I was 39 years old. I had to refer that word to the dictionary. What is it? It is. First 6 we didn't know. Then some of them we knew 6. Then illicit we did. Such a pure society was there. People were very simple, very straightforward.
Yeah, I remember you saying your father was, he would just open the shop at 10 in the morning or something, and kind of did very peaceful.
Very peaceful. No, I was upset when I was 11 years old. It was all the uncles. They're in the shop from 8 o'clock. And you go at 10 o'clock, he's going to come to your shop.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you come with me. So next day I was waiting.
Yeah.
So he's on the way to perform puja. And cow and this and that. We went about 10:30. So the two people were sitting on the steps. So he said, see, they don't see your uncles?
No.
Why they're sitting? He said, remember, whatever there is in my destiny is one to come. Not my destiny, I may open at 6 o'clock and nobody will. Then his way was very nice. He was very straightforward. So the customers come.
He sold cloth money?
Yeah, he threw the bills which he paid.
Oh.
He said, this I haven't paid. Now will tell me what to do.
Wow.
So they will fix the price.
Wow.
The other anchor they will never tell.
Yeah.
So that's why people were waiting for him.
Because
he was
so honest.
He's very nice.
And you
sold
cloth,
right? Cloth. And 12 o'clock we'll close again. Come back home.
Lunch.
Nice lunch, rest, 5.
Such a nice lunch.
Very nice. And I had never seen him baffled. Come with me.
You're telling your mother would yell at him sometimes. How are you going to educate the teacher?
You see, you're not that till that time. And in the evening you'll go to her. No, Ram Raja is there. we did get a hit, now I'm going to edit. And everything happened.
Some
everything was there. And those who were doing, their everything was not there.
There was a
No, no more TB.
TB.
Tuberculosis.
Yeah.
That's it. Hospital works for TB.
That's it. No.
Cancer
no.
Will never hurt.
Never.
Bypass. Heart disease. Some very rich person is very proud. And we will suffer.
Yeah.
Say it is something in the heart. We didn't even know what to ask. Well, there was a rich man. He had a toothache.
Okay.
We heard that say. So, we thought that he would go to the doctor. So we the doctor was the only emblem for us. So now we heard that he is going to mop.
No.
For what? Two doctors. No. Dentist. We are jumping. So we are asking each other's boys, two doctors known as dentists. Two doctors known as dentists. So then we knew that dentist is there. For two separate doctors.
Till then
we thought that our doctor can teach anything.
Yeah.
But no, dentist. Oh, I said, because he is rich. And he is too thick, he had to go to Bombay.
Yeah, okay.
And get it mended. Huh? We don't have any money at all. So we went, all the children went to temple. And prayed Krishna to give money. And so when we have to take him, he also goes. We don't know. So we're waiting for him to come back. We thought his tooth will be mended, it will be all right. So eventually he came back after a month. So the children were very eager to see him.
Wow.
So nobody will allow us. So we went to his mother and cried, you know. They very much prayed about Sage. And to see him, how his teeth. He said, wait boys, he is taking a rest at the moment. As soon as he gets up, I take him. She was a very good lady, he thought the children want to see him. So, he woke up and then she took us there. To my surprise, in his mouth there was not a single teeth.
The whole thing was good.
Pirate. I don't know what to say. Kaka, what to do? And some little man, we need of money.
Yes, it's all in
there. I told, this is not a treatment. Again, we children went back to the temple. Please, Krishna, don't give us money. let us have whatever teeth we have. And if we go to Wonga, all the teeth will go. These people didn't know really what they said. And they were very proud to go to Wonga. It's all modern gimmicks. We are losing everywhere. We are not successful. And people didn't know. These people were taking advantage of the ignorance. This Prabhupada shouts that if you want to be happy, propagate widely that Bhagavatam should be read everywhere.
Yes.
And he is Bhagavatam for you.
Yeah.
It's very much needed.
Anything but that only.
Otherwise, we are going to finish.
Yes, yes.
He did. Day and night he was writing.
Yeah.
How much he written, man, you cannot understand one word.
Yeah. It's just amazing. One in the morning here, though.
Mm-hmm. These young ones, they want to know.
Yeah.
They want to know what to do.
Yeah, they want.
But the older ones don't know what to do.
Good.
So they are to move away. They really. They don't know what is happening.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Ignorant mass. I have never seen him sitting with the Bhagavad Gita. Chanting, he was punished. So they punished him. They used to chant his round and show the political concern that he is chanting.
Really?
It's an unpure duty, I'm about chanting.
This is a wonderful succession. It's all because we don't have elders to, there's no elders to guide,
There is no
22-year-old sannyasis.
No, they don't want. They don't want elders. Elders are there. Ah. They don't submit. Mm. Otherwise, elders are respected. In political field also, House of Lords is there.
Ah.
They're all elders.
Oh.
So the commons has to hear what elders are doing.
Yeah.
But here we don't have a support.
No.
We are all downers. Though as a GB singer. I mean, his unborn child also is in control. So from the womb he shouts. Hear me. So it is mismanagement.
Yes, right. It's just there's no devotion
behind it.
No faith.
Like
you said,
right?
They really don't believe in
it. No, they don't believe in it. Different to later. They're about to study. They were going to have a yoga class, he said, to get advice. You are not attacking anybody, yourself also not attacking. So how can you not to which clothes he is going. He said, pant and shirt. Prabhupada did not change. He said, he was Prabhupada, I am not Prabhupada. Something weird in here.
I haven't met him yet, my
They don't have anything at all. And these boys also falsely proud of their material achievement. They don't want to hear about Krishna or scientific matters. They just want to hear how to buy the house, how to sell the house, how to make money. So with money I have, where is your money? Banks are full. But tomorrow the banks are going bush. Billions of pounds.
When they were telling me one of the bigger banks in the U.S., it was one day, like two, this was like 3 weeks ago, the stock was trading at $80 a share. That was on Friday. By Monday, the whole thing collapsed. And luckily one other company bought it and they were selling it at what, $1 or $2 a share. But in one weekend, the whole thing, it was one of the biggest banks in the U.S. Plummeted. One weekend.
And the whole thing is gone.
Yeah, finished.
And our money is all there.
Yeah.
And we have paper in our hand.
Yeah.
These people, they don't know what they're doing.
I had one article. This was not this time, last summer, summer before. It was in an Indian newspaper. And it was one of the military strategic persons from England, the top one, oldest one. He said he predicted by 2015 the whole Western culture will collapse. Because it's being so bad.
It is.
The prices and these fanatical Muslims they're saying, all kinds of...
And Muslims are very powerful.
Yeah, they're unstoppable.
They're increasing their connection.
Yeah, all over.
Yeah,
By Shams House, you're saying.
Oh, yes.
Just like two mosques.
And girls.
Yeah.